no obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. I'm a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, repeat offender, and I don't know, we better be careful, Joe Ingram is in the house. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody.
Glad to have you.
I'll be on my best behavior, which is very, very low bar to set.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, when Joe's in the house, we've got to be really, really careful. Although we have had some pretty good ratings lately, so Joe will be here to take care of that for us.
Right.
But let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call, that number comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Just for Joe, we've got National Great Poetry Reading Day.
Nice.
Just
nice. I am an avid poet.
National Superhero Day.
Yeah, that's me.
Bravehearts Day. Workers Memorial Day. And we better get our workers back to work. And having beaten anorexia, you can probably guess what I'm going to go with right here, right now. It always has to do with something edible. Today is also National Blueberry Pie Day. So we'll stick with that one. A little whipped cream on that, a little ice cream. We'll have a little enjoyment right there.
I picked the right day to wear my skirt.
Exactly.
Braveheart Day.
Braveheart Day. There you go. Let's take a look at the markets today. Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's been all over the place. It opened this morning nice and up nicely. Took a turn for the worse. Was down a bit for the day. Now it's pretty much flat. 6.65 up. S&P 500 is down 5.5 points. NASDAQ down 80 points. Oil down 84 cents a barrel. How low can you go? U.S. 10-year Treasury, speaking of going low, down 5 basis points, 0.608. If you have not got your refinance going yet, I'm going to highly recommend it. Now's the time to get in line. Don't know when the right day will be to lock, but I know that day is approaching as we're starting to see the markets normalize a little bit. So we've been watching that for you. I've been telling you, get in line, get ready. Now is also a great time if you have been considering buying a new house, if you're a first-time home buyer. Great time right now. I was sharing on our socials the other day. There are a couple programs out there that'll give up to $25,000 in down payment assistance money. And the interest rates, well, about half of what your parents paid for their house. Actually, my kids can say it's about a quarter of what their parents paid for their first house. Significantly lower than we've heard. 3.5% in some of the programs, 30-year late rates, 2.75, 30-year rates. Again, they're just basics, numbers. Don't ask me about the APRs and all that kind of stuff. I'm just trying to educate you, not trying to sell you anything. I'm just telling you they're there. So make sure that if you're contemplating a new home, now might be a great time for you to contemplate that even more. If you're thinking about a trip, well, wait a second. We do live in Calizuela, so you can't go on any vacations right now. I know that the governor is pretty upset that some people decided to go to the beach. Now, apparently the governor had a problem because I did watch that report from on the CDC the other day, and they said sunlight and heat kill the virus quickly. So wouldn't everybody be recommended to be outdoors and be at the beach? Just throwing that out there for you. But hey, let's take a look. If you could go anywhere, which I do, and you had to pay for gasoline, which I do, national average $1.76.8, cheapest gas in the land, is still right down the middle part of the country. It's been that way for quite a while. Wisconsin, $1.20.1 a gallon, $1.20.1. In Calizuela, $2.75.6. Yeah, I know we have to pay a lot because we got to give money to China. Did you hear that latest one that the governor of California decided that he was going to send $1 billion to China, like they don't have enough money? Maybe he's buying some bat soup. I have no idea, but that just could be what he's doing over there. Where did he get all that money? Yeah. Well, he's either giving it to China or giving it to the illegal aliens in California, but he can tax you more. Let's just throw that out there for you. I might have some problems later today, but we'll get into that later anyway. You know, one of the things that we chatted yesterday, if you didn't catch our broadcast yesterday, Dave Meltzer was on with me. We did a great show, in my opinion, but then again, well, that's my opinion. I just give you my opinion regardless of whether you like it or not. That's what we're here for. Is Dave was sharing the idea of positivity, positive thinking. And if you want, go to check out our socials today to see the power of positive thinking. I don't know whether this is entirely the case, but I'm looking at the power of positive thinking. And I looked at what was going on, and it was a case study. Maybe not a case study because I did it, and I don't do much in the way of cases. But we looked at the difference of what happened or what is happening in the state of New York versus maybe Florida. And I heard a lot of people, you know, as soon as Governor Cuomo decided to start shutting down New York, where did people decide to go? Well, they went to visit grandma and grandpa in Florida, right? Now, I don't know whether that's a good idea or not, but that's what folks did is they went to Florida. They visited grandma and grandpa. Florida was supposed to, as of the beginning of March, have the second most deaths in the country. Second most in the country. Now, I don't know about you. I get kind of tired of listening to Governor Cuomo every day telling us that the world is coming to an end. They could probably make a movie from his commentaries talking about, okay, we're going to need 600 million ventilators and 500 million hospital beds and everything is going to come to an end, right? That was all the news that we hear. But listen to this one, and this is pretty fascinating to me. I think you might enjoy it or appreciate it as well. Florida, more ethnically diverse population than New York, has a population 2 million greater than New York. So there's more people in Florida than New York. March, again, Florida was projected to be the second worst state for the COVID-19 deaths. There are more senior citizens in Florida than there are in New York. Florida's governor, he's been criticized for not issuing that stay-at-home order sooner. Can you hear us, Governor Grissom? New York's governor done daily press briefings projecting shortages of hospital beds, ventilators, services. Got to lock it down. No one goes anywhere. We got to pour the milk out. We can't even save the milk. You got to throw the milk away. So here's the comparison. New York, confirmed cases, 292,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases. Ow! Florida, 32,000 cases. That's about 10% of what New York had. Deaths in New York. Don't tell me that it's a minimum. I'm minimalizing this because every death is a tragedy. Every death is a family. 17,303 deaths in New York. Florida, 1,088. Which state do you think has done better? Now, I'm just going to throw this out there because we did talk a little bit yesterday about placebo effect. The idea of having a positive attitude. Now, we've never talked about that before, have we, Joe?
No.
Right? Come in with a positive attitude, positive energy. If you believe it, you know, maybe you're not going to get all the way to the top of the mountain, but you might get three quarters of the way. Maybe you'll get even more than that. If you say that I can't get to the top of the mountain, you may not even start the walk. Just throw that out there for you. It's fascinating to me how there are folks out there that continually complain, they worry, they're fearful. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, the idea here, I call it personal responsibility, right? If you know that you are part of the vulnerable class, well, take some responsibility and avoid these public places. If you know that you cannot swim, don't jump off the end of the pier in Newport Beach. It may not turn out very well, right? These are just common sense issues. Maybe I'm missing something. If I am, go ahead and just put that right there in the commentary. I can share that with those that are watching. But I'm just sharing with you the idea that, you know something, let's not be fearful of everything. Let's take some personal responsibility. I watched the news, and this one just...
Why did you do that?
Yeah, exactly. It fascinated me to see, and it was very discouraging. I've heard a lot of commentary out of New York, right? And there's been a lot of deaths in New York, and the emergency room people are talking about how this has been horrific. I don't doubt that for 1 minute. But what's been done about it? I was chatting with somebody just recently, and they said that it is mandatory for certain groups of people to have counseling, psychological counseling. I hear about the workers in New York having 12-hour shifts and how horrific it is. Is anybody providing or mandating counseling for some of these folks? Like, they're watching people die all day long, and I couldn't imagine doing what they do. But wouldn't it just make sense? I'm just a layman here. I'm not a medical professional. I don't even plan to be one. I don't even know how to spell science, right? But it would seem to me that counseling would be a mandatory for some of the folks that are the first responders out there. I know the police departments and the fire departments all have chaplains. I don't know if they're required to go visit them. Maybe they should be. I just throw that out there for your consideration. Moving right along. How about flying? Now, I haven't done a whole lot of flying. I'm not a fan of flying. I used to travel about 30 trips a year. Being a little bit oversized, the seats were not that comfortable. But now I'm looking and seeing, looks like American Airlines starting to get back to normal, other than some of the people having to wear face masks. JetBlue is now mandating face masks. Might be helpful for some people. But that's just a different story. Then we'll just throw that out there. Do you want to get back to traveling? Do you want to get back to flying? Or are you going to take the family sedan on your next trip? I just check with you. Look at this one. Steven Mnuchin on the news this morning. Any company which receives small business loan larger than $2 million may be subject to criminal liability if dishonest about the need for coronavirus relief. Wonder if that's what caused the Lakers to send their money back. I throw that out there just to see what your thoughts are. In any event, we're going to move right on today. Got a great broadcast lined up for you. I think we have a great broadcast lined up every day. Selling in these unsure times. We're going to talk about it. What impact COVID-19 might have on home values. Tips for your job search during the coronavirus outbreak. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. On Twitter, @RonSiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The Mortgage Minute today is being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. You just need to make the call. Again, 800-306-1990. Markets. Dow Jones Industrial Average now down 52 points. NASDAQ down 108 points as I speak to you right now. S&P 500 down 7.36. 10-year Treasury down 4 basis points. That's the yield, 0.61. Mortgage-backed securities up 14 basis points. That's the bond. That means interest rates are down a little bit on those numbers. But again, I tell you, those are all the numbers you can find on that super secret website, google.com. The why of those numbers is what you tune into Ron Siegel Radio for. Getting a little bit of clarity in the markets, that's part of the issue. We're seeing where the stock market is going. People might be starting to go back to work. Maybe some people have got the message that it is going to hurt you if you take that forbearance, or it could hurt you if you take that forbearance that Governor Newsom told everybody that they should be taking. Just throw that out there. States like Alaska, Georgia, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, beginning to allow restaurants and other establishments to serve customers. Joe and I were just talking in the studio here about Starbucks. I think some of the stores, I think, are opening on the 1st of May. I mean, all the drive-thrus are already there. But I just heard that some stores are opening the 1st of May where you can use your app and order, and they'll have the drinks are ready for you. Others I heard May 8th. So Starbucks are reporting earnings after the close of the market today. Don't know if that's going to be good news or not. CNBC Fed survey, which shows what top money managers, strategists, and economists think about the Federal Reserve and the market, had some interesting points on unemployment. As of March 12th, the Bureau of Labor Statistics jobs report showed a 4.4% unemployment rate, as you know, based on what has transpired since and the additions of initial claims each week. About 18.5% is where we are right now. We're going to get the weekly numbers again on Thursday. We get those new first-time applications coming in. But surveyed on CNBC, the Fed survey, on average, think the unemployment rate is going to peak at 19%. Yeah, I think that's a bit light. I mean, how do you, we're at 18.5 now, and they think we're going to peak at 19? I doubt that. Although there are some individuals that may have a rude awakening, and this is one of the unintended consequences. I just heard a company the other day that said they're trying to bring some of their people back, and their staff said, I don't want to go back to work. I'm getting more money on unemployment. Yeah, that's not probably what it was intended for. If it was me being the employer, I would say, okay, well, don't worry about it. You take care of your unemployment. I'll find somebody that wants to work. I just throw that out there. National Index covers all 9 U.S. census divisions talking about real estate right now. Case Shiller, they came out with their numbers. They are always delayed, but what it does show is the markets were extremely strong going into the shutdown. I think they're going to come back sooner than many people, but we'll see. Again, make sure you're getting in line to get that home loan restructured if you haven't already done it. Or if it's more than 6 months, we're going to have some ultra, ultra low interest rates. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. So let's chat a little bit. Our friend Joe Ingram is in the house. For some people, we get the audience applauses when Joe's here. Some people just give us the other side. I don't know what they have in mind.
I got a bad feeling about this.
But I think it's because they've heard me before.
Maybe that's it.
Those are those people. Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, it's fascinating, Joe, because I know that one of your specialties is teaching car dealers or car salespeople how to sell cars. And are you now teaching them how to sell ventilators, or because that's all they seem to be making nowadays?
No, I will tell you that due to the manufacturer's incentives that have been going on, the 0% for 84 months or the no payments, you know, for 3-4 months kind of deal, traffic has been pretty decent. So
in the
dealerships themselves, yes. Yeah, so traffic outside is wonderful right now. But what we're finding is the transaction. This has pushed us to the point where everything, like, for example, I'm gonna sit back and go, yeah, I told you guys so. My answer was, we have to go more digital. We have to go more off-site to say, can I capture somebody's information? Can I push them through the process further without them being there? To do it just as simply, why don't you come in and pick up?
Yeah, so that makes a lot of sense to me because, I mean, we're doing that in housing. 92% of the people are finding the properties online. They need a professional to help them finalize that transaction.
Right, and do the same thing with automotive. It can be done anywhere as long as it's not something that has to be physically done, like our friend Dr. Bill, the chiropractor. He's not going to be do adjustments online.
Right,
that didn't it's work. Not going to work. Yeah. Okay, lay on this and listen for a crack. But what I'm saying is that there's a lot more steps that we could be taking, and this forced it upon the automotive industry. Some people were ahead of the curve and going through, but when you look at this, it just pushed us to say, you know what, there's a different way that we can sell.
So what's going to happen then in the industry, though? Because if people can actually buy their cars online and just take delivery somewhere, you know, that I think there's a place off the 405 that's got that elevator thing that you can go and you just pick up your car out of the elevator. Are we going to need these massively big car lots and as many of them?
The answer is that the traffic is still going to be, people are still going to be buying cars.
Okay.
Right. When we go back to work, you're still going to need to do it. Right now, you can say, I don't need a car, but the incentives are
right
for me to go buy some. And so
I get 3 weeks to the gallon now.
Right. Exactly. and so looking at it, do you need as big of a car? Do you not? The answer is we still define ourselves and live by our vehicles here, especially in the People's Republic of California.
Right.
And when you look at that, we say, hey, guess what? We're going to have to do it. We're just going to have to do it in a more efficient way. And it's not going to be typically the race to the bottom that we have experienced before, which is give it away, give it away, give it away. Just get it off my lot to yours. So I think it'll constrict the ordering, the number of vehicles we have available. But at the same time, it could be, if whoever jumps in first and makes it as easy as possible will just simply move forward faster than anybody else. How easy can you make it for click to buy and either pick up or delivery?
You know something, Joe, that's a fascinating comment there too, because one of the things that we're seeing in many areas is just a change of our whole methodology of doing business. You and I were chatting before the broadcast about these Zoom meetings.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, I don't have to, nobody wants to come see me anyway, right? But now
you do look a lot better on Zoom. Yes, it's so right. much easier. Filters.
Exactly. Yeah. Right? And I was actually just listening to my wife this morning giving somebody a lesson on technology, which was fascinating to me as it is. But we can actually have meetings, and my geographical footprint can be much more significant. I can help somebody in San Francisco or Sacramento and not really be there because of Zoom. Is that going to happen in the car industry as well?
I believe so. Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, we've been pushing that video is very important. And right now, this has solidified it in the minds of all the owners that your ability to present yourself on video, whether it's simply a FaceTime or utilizing a Zoom or doing something where you can upload it to YouTube and send out the link, that is going to be absolutely crucial to the success of business today. And because look, everybody's doing it now.
Right.
Right. And I mean, Zuckerberg came out and said, look, we're going to put rooms inside Messenger to try to knock a little bit off of the 234% increase in Zoom.
Right.
that happened. But yes.
And just being the contrarian that I am, I actually I'd rather use Zoom than Facebook, right? Facebook and Google and these companies are getting so big. I don't want them to have that much control.
Right. And again, too, we've set up Facebook to be social media, not business media.
Right.
Okay, right. And so in Zoom, I'm setting aside time so that everybody knows we're coming together for business. Now, other people are doing happy hours with their friends because they can't get to that. But that's because Zoom is an active platform and I have no affiliation with Zoom. But to me, the answer is that if I can log in and represent myself well, what you have an issue with and what I typically train on is how do I handle telephone conversations and virtual people that are emails and things like that? Well, the answer is I got to get you on the phone. If I'm a typical salesperson, I need to see you anyway so I know what's vibing and I know what's right, what I said was wrong, things like that. And then the prospect needs to see your face to know that you screwed up, not that you're being rude and you're trying to search for the next word. So this two-way video platforming is absolutely amazing in the fact that now I get to do what I want to do with the prospect. They can see me, which is my body language teaching me. And now again, I just had a guest the other day on one of my shows from Subtle Skills. And he taught you how to identify the individual and customize your approach to them based on certain facial features. So it's like sales facial recognition kind of deal, but you do it in your own head, but it teaches you what to say, how to look at somebody and get that. So to me, the answer is I want to provide as much value as possible. Well, facial recognition doesn't work on a phone call or an email.
Right. And a text message is horrible.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And so I want to say, let me go ahead and identify who my prospect is. And if I identify who they are and speak their language, the better chance of connection and a sale to happen. And that's what I look at. And to me, the answer is that we all have time. Can we agree on that
Absolutely.
Now? Right. We're all sitting here going, oh, I can't believe I'm just stuck here at home. We all have sat back and stop and ask yourself for real. How many times did you say, man, if I only had 7 days to myself, if I only had the ability to step away for a week, for 2 weeks, I could finish everything I need to push me to the next level of my business or my career or learn something new.
We're going to talk more with Joe Ingram about that idea. What if is the question. The other part is, how do you know if the consumer on the other side of that Zoom call is comfortable with you? We're going to talk about that as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. If you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over 100
$100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find out exactly what the county recorder knows about your property. Find out what the market believes about your property. And it's free, and we'll send you that once a month. That way you get all that information in real time. You'll know whether it's good or bad. What impact might COVID-19 have on home values? Big challenge facing the housing industry is determining what impact the current pandemic may have on home values. Some buyers are hoping for major price reductions because the health crisis is straining the economy. The price of any item, however, is determined by supply and demand, which is how many items are available in relation to how many customers want to buy that item. In residential real estate, the measurement used to decipher that ratio is called months supply of inventory. A normal market would have 6 to 7 months of inventory. Anything over 7 months would be considered a buyer's market with downward pressures on prices. Anything under 6 months would indicate a seller's market, which would put upward pressure on prices. Going into March of this year, the supply stood at 3 months, a very strong seller's market. While buyer demand has decreased rather dramatically during the pandemic, the number of homes on the market has also decreased. The recently released existing home sales report from the National Association of Realtors revealed we currently have 3.4 months of inventory. This means homes should maintain their value during the pandemic. This information is consistent with the research completed by John Burns Real Estate Consulting, which recently reported historical analysis showed us that pandemics usually V-shaped, sharp recessions that recover quickly enough to provide little damage to home prices. What are the experts saying? Ivy Zellman, president of Zellman & Associates, supported by our analysis of home price dynamics through cycles and other periods of economic and housing disruption. We expect home price appreciation to decelerate from current levels in 2020, though easily remain in positive territory year over year, given the beneficial factors of record low inventories. We get similar comments from Freddie Mac, Mark Fleming, chief economist at First American. The bottom line, even though the economy has been placed on pause, it appears home prices will remain steady throughout the year. Just throw that out there to give you that information. That's the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, or text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Continuing our conversation, Joe Ingram is in the house. So there's two topics that Joe and I were just chatting about off air, and we want to get back to them. Or we were talking about them before we went. And it's kind of ironic that Joe had this in mind today to talk about time and what have you done. Yesterday I was chatting with David Meltzer, a mutual friend of ours, and David's comment was, or the comment that we were talking about yesterday, Mark Cuban had the commentary. He's going to ask people in interviews, what did you learn during the pandemic? And I think that's great. You just brought that same thing up. So I don't know whether you're the multi-billionaire that Mark Cuban is or not.
Well, I'm right there behind him.
Right behind him.
Yeah.
Just a zero.
I'm just missing like 5-6 zeros.
And that's a comma, or two commas.
Exactly.
So, you made that same comment, Joe, is that, people have talked about, what I would do if I were so busy. And now I wonder, other than eating a lot, maybe drinking a lot.
Oh, it's a true statement. Is that, again, and you see it all over social media where everybody's like, hey, I'm going to start drinking at 10 in the morning, right? And I'm like, why? Shouldn't you be on a YouTube? Shouldn't you be on some kind of online course that's going to make you better? There are ways to make money from your home.
Sure.
And everybody says to themselves, yeah, if I didn't have my job that I have to take care of right now, because that's where I pay all my bills. Well, we don't have that for a lot of people today.
Right.
And the answer is, okay, how can I charge alcohol that now I can get from restaurants to get DoorDashed or whatever it is delivered to my house so that I can just try to commiserate with whoever's there and numb myself? The answer is, why not jump in there and learn a skill, learn something, go buy a course. I don't even have a course to sell you, right? I'm just saying that somebody's got a course out there on how to properly live stream, right?
Sure.
There's somebody out there that's got a, hey, let me show you how to build an Etsy shop while you're sitting at home. How many things can you make?
Right.
How many things could you be making going, if I just spent the 8 hours a day that I used to be at work, plus the hour there and the hour back,
sure,
if I spent 10 hours a day investing in myself, who would you become after this?
And you know something, what about the concept, Joe, you're spot on.
Which is rare.
Yeah. but how many people are complaining about going to work every day? Now, I hate my job, but I can't do anything different. I don't have any other marketable skills.
Right. And again, the answer is when I come home from work, I'm tired. Well, again, when you're not going to stimulate your brain, you're going to become bored. You're going to be looking for activities, but we never look for something to better ourselves because we don't view that as a positive.
Right.
Right. We go, oh, you mean I have to go to school again? No, you're at an age where you can, with your positive thinking that you and Dave were talking about, right, is that I get the opportunity to make myself better, which I could then turn into additional income and go from there. Everybody's got a book in them.
Sure.
That's something somebody said at some point. It wasn't me. It's like,
you just borrow that.
I'll just take it. Yes, exactly. But my answer is, why aren't you stepping forth and saying, how do I get myself better on video? Why don't I create a show? Not everybody can be a baller like you and throw out a radio show that's going to be out on things. But again, I have friends that have built a show on Facebook that is now every Sunday night they get together. Well, you know what they got to do before the show? Prepare.
Sure.
Find something to talk about. Get some information together. And it's like, we can do this and we can become better at what we're doing. Don't go live just to show yourself drinking. That's not the point.
Right.
That actually
might be counterproductive because somebody's watching and might say, do I want to really be dealing with that drunk?
Right. And again, now I know that's a potential employee concern going forward. But if the question that Mark Cuban said is, what did you learn during this? Are you going to say, I learned how to download drink recipes, or I learned how to cook? If you love cooking, then why couldn't you learn more about cooking.
Sure.
I have a friend who every day is on a master chef class thing. I don't know what it is, but now we're posting, we're back to posting food on Instagram, which is impressive because, but now we're making it as opposed to going out.
Exactly. And I did notice that the amount of selfies are down. Could
yes.
be because of hair colors and dyes and
yes, all there, that kind there's of definitely less photos of people's fingernails
right.
to say just got a set done. Yeah, that doesn't happen anymore.
Exactly. But the bottom line here is we've got the time. It's a matter of, you know, it kind of goes back to what I've been sharing quite a bit lately is the idea of personal responsibility. Right.
Absolutely.
You can be responsible for your future instead of saying, like the $15 that I get paid at XYZ company is not a living wage. Well, you're right. It wasn't intended to be.
No, not
right?
at all.
But going out and becoming the world's fastest typist because somebody needs a typist, or going out and being a master chef because people are still going to want to eat.
Right.
And the restaurants, they say, are going to be configured differently. So it might be that the takeout world is a whole new world.
Absolutely. Right. Well, and also look and say, what if you are that administrative assistant or that person who knows how to transcribe things quickly, right? That's what you can do. There's websites out there that are looking for transcribers that'll pay you to go do it.
Right.
Right. And you can go in there and go, hey, let me go ahead. I can get paid $1 a minute. That's not a bad deal.
Exactly.
Right. It's way more than the $15 that I was getting paid when I was at my job. Right. Because understand, a job is what? Supposed to get 3 to 4 times whatever your hourly wage is out of you.
Yeah.
Right. To be cost effective and to justify the employee.
Right.
And so if you want to be your own boss, get out there and take your skill set to the internet. And again, we're all connected through the internet, and that's the sanity, but not to commiserate. That's mainstream media.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Exactly.
Yes. That was the mic dropping.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Exactly. So one of the other things that we were talking about is the idea of Zoom meetings and being able to chat with people in a bigger geographical footprint. And I noticed something previously, and I can actually even say from my growth here, I never liked doing radio broadcasts where people were not in the studio with me.
Okay.
Right, because I felt that it's not good radio. You talk over one another. There's no contact you were talking about.
Absolutely.
Personal contact. Well, now it's acceptable. I mean, every station is doing the remotes. People are talking over one another. They have the audio goes out, the video goes out. So now that's acceptable.
Correct.
But I have noticed on Zoom meetings, and I don't know if you found this as well, that a lot of times I'll set up a Zoom meeting with one of our private clients. And I'm on video. I have a face for radio, but I do go on the video.
Right. Well, the headsets are sexy.
Okay.
Let's be real.
but it's not until about halfway through our conversation that the person on the other side turns on their video.
Right. Exactly. Well, again, the comfort level of whether or not they feel to that point. And I have had people that are like, oh, no, if you saw me, this wouldn't be good.
Okay.
Right. And I'm like, okay, fine. But understand, what are you trying to do? You're trying to see them so that you can gauge the reaction.
Right.
You're just going back to a telephone call. Right?
Right.
And so where your words matter more, where they can see you to judge you, you just don't know if what you're coming through. And some people will hide behind that on purpose.
Sure.
Right. And go through. But I like to set up whenever I'm going to schedule a Zoom meeting. So like for the last, probably the last 4 weeks, I've been doing 3 to 5 Zoom meetings a day. Okay. And in doing
so, making use of the time that you've got available.
Absolutely. I mean, but again, the whole point is flexing, right? Can
sure.
you flex to a different industry? I've flexed away from automotive based on the contraction that people had in their staffing, right? I'm now training other companies on how to sell things through Zoom and how to do this, right? I've gone to online gaming. How fantastic is that?
We can't bet on the Lakers right now, can you?
No.
Okay.
No, but look at this and say, right now, everybody goes, everything's contracting, everything's going backwards. And I'm like, but look at, I got people that reach out to me and go, well, my husband plays online games 10 hours a day.
10 hours a day. Holy cow.
And I'm like, wow, that's amazing. And I'm like, okay, so now I'm working with a different startup company that reached out to say, hey, come on and help me. And I'm like, this is fantastic. Right.
Sure.
I'm like, this is something that's building as opposed to contracting.
Right.
Right. I've got people in other countries that say, you know what? The government has said we have to pay our employees to stay home. So can we utilize Zoom or an online broadcasting tool for you to train people at home for an hour a day?
if I got to pay them to sit there, maybe I can make them better so that when they come out of this, they're in a better spot that's there. I myself in the automotive space, I went out as soon as they said everybody's locked down and everything went back. I said, look, the phone is more crucial now than it ever has been.
Right.
Right. And so for everybody who said, Joe, your training's too expensive, I can't stop my team to learn it. I went online and said, hey, if you guys want, I'll give you my scripts for free to help keep you in business today. Right. I'm not going to go train your store.
Sure.
Okay. But I will give you this stuff. I know that I can get you better results just by using the words. If you psychologically understood it, it would be even better. But that's what I look for.
Fascinating information. We're going to continue our conversation with Joe Ingram when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Tips for your job search during a coronavirus outbreak. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And again, if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Every credit report I've ever seen has errors on it. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Tips for your job search during the coronavirus outbreak. I'm not looking to hire anybody, and I'm not going to try and tell you to do something that the government is telling you that you shouldn't do. That's your own decision. Many businesses, though, have been deemed non-essential, legally ordered to shut their doors during the COVID-19 pandemic, with office buildings closing up shop for the time being. It's a great idea to focus your job hunting efforts on remote work. And we've been talking about that a little bit today. Work from home opportunities have recently seen an exponential growth in popularity, and the coronavirus crisis has forced even more businesses to rely on remote work to keep things operational. As you begin your search, keep a closer eye out than usual for remote job opportunities related to your field and expertise, maybe even something that you enjoy. Specifically, come up with a plan for yourself should you land an interview for a remote job. Be prepared for a virtual interview and have a game plan for discussing how you would manage a balanced work from home routine. If you have prior experience working remotely, emphasize this on your resume. Once you have a plan in place, start your search by browsing a job board focused on remote employment, such as maybe flex jobs. Embrace online networking. Broaden your scope, your job scope, and your resume. Stay in touch with your old employer. Take the opportunity to learn new skills. Pay attention to the news, not the crazy news about the coronavirus. Conclusion: during such difficult times, it's easy to become unmotivated when it comes to pursuing new employment. Circumstances are changing each and every day, but remember, there is still plenty you can do to carry on with your job hunt. Several businesses are actively hiring, and others are even urgently seeking new team members. While your job hunt may look different for the next couple of months, keep your head up. We will overcome this crisis. I've shared this with you many, many times. It's about having the right attitude. And someone once said, I don't even know who it was, it might have been Joe Ingram, you know,
I am pretty wise.
Attitude determines your altitude, something along those lines.
Yes, that completely sounds like me, except I couldn't spell attitude or altitude.
Or completely.
true.
So let's get back to our conversation. We've been chatting this morning with Joe Ingram about how about remaking yourself, right? Coming up with the new you, taking time in this day and age of making good choices with what's going on. So you've been talking quite a bit about that idea right now with learning something new, learning to better yourself.
Absolutely. Right? I mean, let's stop and realize that, again, I go back to this to myself where I kept saying, if I only had 2 weeks where I can lock myself away from my business and actually being in the business and delivering the product, if I could lock myself away for 2 weeks, I would so be able to get the book done, build the funnels for marketing, build all of these things that I need to put into place that will help me to go further. As an employee, the answer would be, you know what? I really would like to get a promotion. Well, what is it I need to learn to get a promotion?
Right.
You can text your boss right now. They'll tell you. They're home too.
Yeah.
Right. And so you can say, what is it I have to understand? Well, maybe it's a computer language. Maybe it's this. We have literally time. We've been given back time to go sit out and go do this to better oneself.
And you know something, one of the things that I should have done earlier that I didn't do is kind of talk a little bit of, and I know it's probably your favorite subject, Joe, but talk a little bit about you. Right. Yeah. Because
I read about me once.
Yeah. It was on the post office wall.
Right.
But the thing that, I mean, you're living proof of exactly what you said, right? Because you are the brand, right? It's you that's out there delivering. When you're an educator or a trainer, right, you can't delegate training. You can't say, okay, John, you're the new trainer. You go out and do it now. I mean, you've taught other people in your company to deliver
pieces. Yes, right. Absolutely.
But you're the one. So mm-hmm. Right now you're actually doing exactly what you're sharing, because you're not out there having to drive to Encinitas or Escondido or Chatsworth or wherever you're going to do the training.
Right.
So you've got a little extra time, and you're actually out there doing exactly what you said, is going and trying to expand your reach.
Absolutely. And again, I'm actually buying courses online. So instead of grabbing the alcohol or food to be delivered to my house, the answer is, can I spend my money on a course that will make me better? Okay. And so one of the things that I look at and say, there right now, We're still in a we society as far as from the book Pendulum that comes up. So it's about, can you give stuff away?
Sure.
Okay. And so when we look at that there, and I posted this the other day on my Facebook, I said, I'm so proud of the entrepreneurial friends that I have that have decided I'm going to help people now with my skill set. So I'm offering things out. So in my War Games sales coaching call, I started reaching out to people. So it's not just me talking anymore.
That's right? Probably enjoyable.
Right. And that's why I said my audience needs to talk to somebody who isn't me. Right. And so when I look at that, I'm like, okay, great. But I have friends that charge thousands of dollars a day to go train companies. And I'm like, hey, can I get an hour from you this Wednesday, 2 p.m. Pacific? And I want you to teach people something that's going to help them today. Teach them this, right? And so when I look at that, and then they go, yeah, I'm in, right? I'm booked out for like 4 weeks now. Right. And one of the ones I'm really excited about is Kenny Brooks. Do you remember the best door-to-door salesman one?
No, I don't remember that one.
Okay. So if you go to YouTube, look up the best door-to-door salesman. Okay. So this guy's Kenny Brooks, and he had a one-liner for everything that came up. Absolutely hilarious. It was 2011, went viral for years on this one, but he was selling cleaners. Okay. So I reached out to him on Instagram because they're home. Right. Exactly. And so I reached out to him on Instagram. Yes. And it's like, jump on IG. I slid in the DM. Yeah. But I went out there and started reaching out to these people. And I'm like, hey, can you do this? So that's how I got like Brian Galkey last week for Subtle Skills. Right. I get Joe Saman this week. Okay. He's coming on board. Now I got Kenny Brooks the week after that. And I'm already setting up. And now what's happening is people are reaching out to me because it's on, I put it on Zoom with my core group of people, then I broadcast to Facebook, right? Okay. So now there's an opportunity to share with everybody. There's information. And so I look at it and say, who comes back every week?
Right.
Who is listening to you every day to get the pulse of what's going on and the benefit of your guests? You spend time setting up guests.
Sure.
Right. You've built processes to make sure we all show up.
Right.
The 47 text messages before I come in the daytime.
Absolutely.
Right. Because your time's valuable. But what about the people that are listening? Are you putting forth the effort to get better? Because you will if you listen to Ron Siegel Radio every day. That's a plug for Ron Siegel Radio. But do you see what I'm saying? Sure. Is that you're putting out effort. You are doing all this behind this. I'm here in the studio with you, properly 6 feet away. But when you look at this, what is it that we're talking about? How do you get better?
Right.
You're putting out information. So if you aren't compelled, and you must be because you're listening to me, right, to learn something, then are you going further beyond just, I listen in the morning to Ron?
No, it's easy to listen. It's not always easy to take action and implement.
Correct.
Right? You've probably taught thousands and thousands and thousands of people in the car industry.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably hundreds that are ultra successful.
Yeah.
Because the other one said, well, I'm going to pay Joe, but I'm not going to implement what he told me to do.
Right. That's usually the employee.
Right.
Right. So the owner says, come in. I have a guy, his name is Angel. But when I went into this class, the owner said, train my people. We sat in the meeting the first day and the guy looks at me, goes, let me interrupt you. I said, yeah. He goes, if I do exactly what you said, can I double my income? I said, yes. He goes, well, that was really fast. I said, I know what I train. Sure. Right. And he was like, and I go, I also know the personality of a salesperson. You don't want to implement anything unless you see the benefit. So I'm going to tell you, yes, I can. So I train in December. In April, right, the manager says he is on fire, and then he shut off. He stopped. And I said, what? He goes, can you go talk to him? And I'm like, yeah. I walk up. I go, hey, man, what's going on? He goes, dude, I love you. It's fantastic. I've already doubled my income from last year.
Wow.
But he couldn't see past the point of going beyond that. And I was like, let's double it again. And he was like, oh, yeah, I guess so, right? So he's one of the top guys every month. And his answer is, because you trained me, because I listened and I was coachable, right? We're talking four times his traditional income because he decided to apply what I said, but he had to have me say, I'll stand behind it, right? And how many trainers just hit you with the, well, if you were to apply it yourself, right?
Right.
These are not normal results, right? Whatever asterisks you put on stuff.
Sure. You had to put the size 14 behind him, and that would, absolutely. That's what changed everything.
Yep.
Great information as always. We appreciate you coming in, Joe. We're going to have Joe in here a little more often to kind of give this information and educate. If you want to meet Joe Ingram, I don't know why you'd want to.
No.
If you want to meet Joe Ingram,
on Zoom,
800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. I'd be happy to introduce you to Joe. And as always, I ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. Right, and I can't be saved. Tides that I tried to swim away.